Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We all know at this stage just how important protein is for our diet, but what role can protein bars play in that? Are they a handy and healthy source of protein, or can they be just another source of processed confectionery? Well, I'm joined in the studio by Louise Reynolds, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute. Hi, Louise.
Hi,
thanks for joining us on this one. So I think most people would agree that when you go into the supermarket now, you see protein bars, all sorts of protein products, but we're going to focus on protein bars today. And I think when we opt for them, we feel sort of virtuous that we're not going for the traditional chocolate bar. But the question is, how healthy are they?
Yeah, well, you know, there are so many. And I think that's the reason now people are noticing them more. Their space on the shelf is growing. And certainly there was a report that Safefood did and looked into the number of protein bars. And the growth has been huge, you know, in a space of over 3 or 4 years, you know, over 500% increase in these protein bars. And we also see protein now on products like protein milks and protein yogurts and protein shakes. So there's definitely a focus and an interest in protein. And protein is something that we need. However, not all protein bars are created equally either. So you do need to do a little bit of reading labels. And for some people, they can include maybe between 10 to 20 grams of protein per bar. So they can be a useful snack for somebody after the gym, as you were mentioning, or if somebody is in a hurry. But there are also other places we can get 10 or 20 grams of protein as well. So I think in terms of nutrition, when you look at them, for example, there were in the Safe Food report, about 70% of them had, you know, chocolate listed as one of the top ingredients. And again, I think I've mentioned this before, when you look through the list of ingredients, they're listed according to quantity. So the first ingredient on the list, on the back of the packet, there's most of that ingredient in there, and then it goes down accordingly. So if, you know, if the top ingredient is sugar in something, then, you know, there's a lot of sugar in that. But the sugar could be the fifth or sixth ingredient. So it's not, you know, as big a part of the product.
There's a cost factor as well, because I know they're up there around the €3 mark
a lot of times. Yeah.
So you're saying that we might be getting the protein hit that they promised, and that's good.
That's good. The protein generally in the bars is either the protein comes from milk, so it's the whey protein, so it comes from milk, or from soya as well. So we know that soya beans are a good source of protein.
But it's the other stuff that you're getting as well that you need to watch out.
Yes, yeah. And again, you know, if you're having it with a cup of coffee and you really enjoy the taste of it, and it's, you know, replacing having a regular chocolate bar or a little, you know, biscuit or something, then that's fine. Yeah, if you enjoy that, and everybody has choice, it's expensive, but you are going to get the protein hit. But again, we don't need 20 grams of protein at every single meal. We do need, you know, to have protein regularly during the day. And again, as we get older, and that is something I've spoken here before about, older people, as we age, we tend to lose muscle mass, and that can cause problems for keeping independent and keeping well later in life. So we would encourage older people to have their protein intakes regularly throughout the day. So have some protein at breakfast, some protein at lunch and in the evening, and again to have protein snacks as well. So if somebody enjoys those...
Now, when you say protein snacks, you don't mean protein bars and protein shakes.
No. I mean having protein at your snack time. So, you know, have a yogurt, have some nuts. Again, we kind of looked at the amounts, or maybe go for a protein milk. So for an older person who, if they have a protein milk in the house, there is 50% more protein in a protein milk if you buy that. So every time you use milk during the day, in your tea, in your coffee, if you enjoy a glass of milk, if you put it on your cereal, you're getting extra protein there as well.
Okay.
So I actually looked, for example, a glass of regular milk, a 200 ml glass will give you 7 grams of protein, whereas a glass of protein milk will give you 10 grams of protein. And similarly, there are some protein bars that will give you 10 grams of protein. So I would say that the glass of protein milk would probably be a better choice. It is less processed. It has all the calcium in there, lots of other nutrients. And again, I don't want anybody who loves their protein bars to feel that I'm, you know, dismissing them. I'm absolutely not, but they're not all created the same.
Okay, well,
you need to have a look at the label.
Let's talk about why people might opt for them. So they're very filling. And if you have a teenager who's doing a lot of sport, for example, and is always hungry and is growing, they mightn't be a bad option to throw into them between meals. And we know that they're always looking for things like this that are sort of on trend.
Yeah, and that's it. The protein, it is very on trend. But again, you could have protein yogurts in the fridge. You know, so again, a carton of yogurt will contain about 4 grams of protein. Greek yogurt, which is, you know, the thicker consistency,
yes, yeah.
That's a kind of strained product. So it is higher in protein. So there's less moisture. Therefore, the amount of protein is going to go up. So you have 8 grams of protein in a carton of Greek yogurt. And if you go for a protein yogurt, which again, you can now buy in the supermarket, you're up to 12 grams. So that's 3 times the amount mm-hmm. of protein in a regular yogurt. So
have you tried the protein yogurts? Because I have. They taste like chalk. I think if you can do the Greek yogurt, because you showed me how to flavour the plain yogurt just using berries, and it's fine.
Yes,
you
know, it is fine. And the Greek yogurt. Okay, well, no, I haven't. Hands up. I haven't tried the protein.
I'm sure there are nice ones out there, but in the main.
You need to do the taste test then as well. Another thing is that people don't often think of, and actually it was a dietitian, Orla Walsh, highlighted this recently, and it's something we forget about, is there's protein in bread as well. 2 slices of bread has about 7 or 8 grams of protein.
Yeah,
so there are other places that you can get protein in your diet. But yes, a teenage boy.
Yeah, and the problem is, if you're a big fan of protein and you're on the protein bandwagon, the bread isn't going to cut it.
No, absolutely not. But just in terms of, we are getting enough protein in our diet. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland, they suggest that we get between 0.75 to 1 gram of protein per kilogram body weight. So that just means, I know we're not doing maths around nutrition, you don't have to be adding things up every day, but as a rough guide, whatever your body weight is in kilograms, you need about between 0.75 gram and 1 gram of protein per kilo. So, and that should be spread throughout the day. So if somebody is, you know, 60 or 70 kilograms in weight, they need between sort of 50 and 60 grams of protein.
And the research shows that most people are getting that.
Most people are getting that. Yeah, in fact, we're getting more than that. So, you know, as dietitians, we tend not to worry about people running short of protein, unless you're sitting in a clinic and you have an elderly person in front of you who's very frail, then you would be saying, let's get more protein. And again, if somebody is a sports dietitian and they are seeing athletes, they will have a very, you know, strong focus on protein, because if they're training a lot, you do, and building muscle, you do need that extra protein to build muscle. And the best time to eat it is after training. There's kind of a window of opportunity to replace the carbohydrate and the protein that you've used up.
And what about taking too much protein? Is there a danger there?
Well, you'd have to be taking an awful lot really to run into problems. So we don't worry too much about taking that much protein. However, most people probably won't need it. So, you know, you could be wasting your money buying a lot of products that you don't really need. Also, in terms of overdoing it with protein, very often, you know, as you were saying, your diet can become quite bland. You know, if you're eating a lot of products, we tend to balance. Fat gives us flavour to our foods.
Yeah.
Carbohydrate can help to fill us up and give us energy. So generally, if you're eating a balanced diet, you probably should, you know, you kind of fit into the average amounts of proteins, fats and carbohydrates that you need.
So if you're sporty, if you're doing resistance training, or if you're going for a hike, you said there the best time to take your protein then is after the exercise period. So what kind of protein do you think people should be taking? I mean, in those circumstances, are you saying a protein shake or bar is the right option?
Well, it's an expensive option. It is an option. But similarly, you could go and have, you know, a carton of low-fat milk. You could come home and have cereal with a protein milk on it.
Mm-hmm.
You could have eggs. You know, a boiled egg has between 6 and 9 grams of protein, depending on the size of the egg. So again, you know,
That's
all you need. You could make, you know, again, depending on physical size, you could have boiled eggs at home, have them in the fridge for, you know, snacking on those. You know, some of the protein bars, 77% of them were very high in saturated fat. So you just need to keep an eye, you know, they're not all created
equal. It's a treat.
So, yeah.
It's a treat. Louise, thank you so much. It's a treat to have you here. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham. Ciarán Dunn was our researcher. Louise Kerr-Ross was our broadcast coordinator. Dave Gibson was on sound. And it's over to Louise.
Thank you very much.